Right, in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, George Cruz, founder of the San Juan Center and Bright Futures Youth Center in the north end of Hartford. And we have informed our audience about how Bright Futures Youth Center really facing some financial situations because of the budget crisis and all. But it's such a tremendous, tremendous center. So, George, first of all, just give us an overview on what Bright Futures Youth Center is all about.
Well, actually, it's about taking at-risk kids and setting them on the right path in life.
Because otherwise, they're going to go down that wrong path, aren't they?
Well, yes. I mean, first of all, we have to have programs for kids after school. I mean, we make sure they come in, they do what they have to do in the center. We talk to them. If they need help with the schoolwork, we get it for them. And we, you know, we advise them and we keep in contact with their parents and so forth.
And one of the things, George, and I have seen you there many, many times, you have young people that if they didn't have this place would end up in jail. Some have. And some have come out. You have schooled them. Some have graduated from college. And it's just incredible what you have done. And this is one of the things that has always bothered me. When centers like yours, which don't cost that much to run, but you got to have funds, they cut funds. And this is a crisis situation. It truly is.
Well, we've done a lot of work. It's not only with boys, but girls also. I mean, we've gotten girls scholarships. To college, not big ones, but, you know, enough so they could afford to get their books and eat in school and so forth through different programs. We've had girl boxers that were A students, graduated in the top of the class, went to college, and today are in the work field in good positions, you know.
Now, this is a time when you really need some help.
We do desperately. People out there, they don't know. They just, I think maybe people take things for granted, but you know, we're a special outfit, because in our center, we help kids of all, there's only one race there, and it's human being. And you know, we everybody looks at everybody like you're just an individual, you know. We respect, we love one another, and we try to get along with one another. And we've helped kids from Russia, you name it. We've helped you, humongous amount of kids.
How many years now has this center?
Well, this year was the 25th year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if people would like to help out, there is a GoFundMe page, and George, as I understand it, you can access the GoFundMe page by way of Facebook and Bright Futures Youth Center. Is that right?
Yeah, they can hit my Facebook and get the information, or they can hit Bright Futures Facebook and get the information.
Okay. Well, I know we have one of those who has benefited from Bright Futures Youth Center on the line, and in just a moment we're going to get to Anton Goldblatt, and I guess Representative Vargas is also going to be with us, so we'll get his take on all of this. But I know, Brad, we're coming up on a quick traffic break, so we're going to want to check the traffic in just a second before we get into this with our guests. But again, go to, now, does Bright Futures have its own Facebook page?
Yes.
Is that right, George?
Yes.
Bright Futures Youth Center Facebook page. Just search for that on Facebook. Or your page,
right,
George Cruz,
yep.
Cruz?
Yes.
Okay, and through there, you can help out, because there's the link to the GoFundMe page for Bright Futures Youth Center on Facebook, or George Cruz on Facebook. So,
okay, my friends, we're going to take just a short break. Don't go away. This, I'm telling you, is very, very important, and we've got a couple of problems because of the budgets and so on and so forth, and the money that is tough to raise. But I know that you will help us. Right now, let's check that traffic and see what's happening on the roads, the bumper-to-bumper crowd, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Now, I wonder if Janelle is there. Maybe a
is she there?
We may be a tad early. Quick rundown on sports. Game 3 of the World Series tonight, Brad. The Astros and the Dodgers. Now, George is a baseball guy. George, let's
you pick
George's
the Dodgers in 5.
Dodgers in 5. What do you think, George?
I think Houston.
Houston?
Huh? I like Houston.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who I love on Houston? Jose Altuve.
I like that kid, Correa, too.
Correa's a heck of a player, too.
How tall is the second baseman?
He's listed at 5'6", but some people say he's actually 5'4".
Yeah, he's about 5'4".
Is
yeah.
that
And not- it's good to know that in Houston we have a Connecticut kid that went to school in New Britain.
Springer.
In Southington.
Yeah, hit a home run.
2-run homer to win the game
yeah.
the other night.
Yeah, how about yeah. that?
I was calling him a bum. Prior to that, he wasn't doing too much. Yeah.
He's doing better now.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the Yankees firing Joe Girardi?
I love it because, I to me, baseball has changed so much. Everything is how many pitches does this guy pitch, take him out, you know, whether he's pitching a good game or not, and switch hitting is a big ordeal. And yeah. and Girardi is one of those guys going right by the book. Yeah. Right by the book. If a guy was a left-hander, he got to have a different pitcher in, blah, blah. You know, and it's just to me, he managed by the book, not from his head, you know, his okay. instinct.
There you go. Sports by George Cruz.
There you go.
I'm guest sportscaster yeah. this morning.
All right.
Say, let me just check and see how the bumper-to-bumper crowd, I know that she's probably... Good morning, good morning, good morning again.
Hello, Brad. Good morning to you. We do have a much better ride on 384 westbound. Just prior to the 84 merge, that crash in Manchester has been cleared away. Still slow-moving traffic on 91 southbound exit 35 down to 32. Route 2 westbound between exits 8 down to 5D in Glastonbury. Some stop-and-go traffic there. And we also have some slow-moving traffic on 84 eastbound exit 41 out to 46. At the westbound side, the Bulkley Bridge down to 47. This report brought to you by Compassion International. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International can change the world one child at a time. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. I'm Chanel Crispin, back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
I'm here for you, I'm there for you.
When the people of your health plan live in your community, they help you in ways only locals can. That makes it easier to get care, which makes it easier to stay healthy. When your health plan is Connecticare, caring just goes with the territory.
I'm here for you, I'm there for you. And I will always care for you.
Visit ChooseConnecticut.com. Copyright 2017, Connecticut Inc. and Affiliates.
Tons. Huge. Massive. No matter how you say it, it's hard to top our selection of New Balance shoes. Hi, this is Michael DeCibio from New Balance, New Canaan. From running, to walking, to sports, to even relaxing, we've got the largest inventory of New Balance shoes in the area. We also take 3 measurements of both your feet, do a computerized foot evaluation, and check your ankle alignment. Come see our fit specialist in New Canaan. And remember, when your feet feel good, your whole body feels good.
It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock here on a Friday morning. You know, I have talked, and I just want to remind you folks again that Medicare's annual election period ends in December. And now's the time to be renewing all of your options. Now, it can be an overwhelming task. We all know that. Medicare enrollees, and you will get a great deal of help from American Senior Benefits of Farmington. They've been with us for several years. They are a great, great company. They'll take good care of you. And again, senior benefits, they've got it all the information you need. They work with many major Medicare supplemental carriers and Medicare Advantage carriers. Now, they will give you unbiased options that truly match your needs, even if you have made a decision but are unsure about it, whether or not it's going to go through or not. Well, if you're that concerned, all you have to do is to call American Senior Benefits at 860-676-0260. 860-676-0260. They're in Farmington. Guaranteed that they'll get it done for you. American Senior Benefits, 860-676-0260.
All right, Brad, we are back with George Cruz, Bright Futures Youth Center, talking about the need for Bright Futures Youth Center and how you can help out. And one of those who has benefited from Bright Futures Youth Center is Anton Goldblatt. And we're going to go to Anton in just a moment. But, George, what can you tell us about Anton?
Well, Anton is a very, you know, a very good kid, very quiet, very, you know. And he came in looking for direction and help, and I personally worked with him. And he ended up going to college. He ended up going overseas. He ended up, today he's a lawyer for in the Armed Forces. So,
okay. Anton, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan, and say hello to George.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Go ahead. How are you?
I'm great. I'm calling in from beautiful Fort Knox, Kentucky. Another beautiful day here.
Anton, explain to our audience how Bright Futures Youth Center changed your life.
But I don't even know where to begin. I personally came in just off the street looking for some guidance, something to better myself with, and then put all my energy and concentration into to try to learn some new skills and learn some confidence, some practical skills, of course, like self-defense, but just something where I could go every day and get something really tangible out of it and, grow as a person. That's exactly what I found at the Bright Future Center. And with Coach Cruz, he took me in personally under his wing. We trained together every day for just about a year. And while I was training with him, I got to work with the coaches there. With Pi, with Hannibal, with the other kids, we were training together, spar together, and it's really a great environment where everybody, no matter. And then there is a big age disparity. You know, I'm 28 now, a little younger back then. We had some older folks there. We had some really young kids, but everybody would come together as a community and help each other. And even when you're sparring, you're competing with each other. And you know.
And what are you doing? What are you doing now?
So I went to the Bright Future when I was still an undergraduate. I went to law school after that, and I directly commissioned into the U.S. Army as a JAG officer, and I'm at Fort Knox, Kentucky now, doing legal assistance work with soldiers and their families.
Anton, did Bright Futures Youth Center provide structure in your life?
Well, absolutely. Coach Cruz is very, you know, he's a former military man himself, so he's very, very meticulous about the schedule, you know. Be there a certain time and work hard, and the main benefits for me were I learned a lot of confidence, a lot of respect for George and for all the other members of Bright Futures that you know I personally saw work so hard to achieve their goals, and I really can't say enough about the program, what it taught me, and how well it set me up for success in college and working at a federal government job after that, and now in the Army. I feel like I still use the skills that I learned in the ring and in that gym on a daily basis.
Wow, what a story.
What a story.
Anton,
a story.
Hang in there. We also have on the line State Representative Ed Vargas. Representative, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan, and also say hello to George. Representative, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Brad. How are you?
Good. Say hello to, I'm Dan. Brad's here. George is here. Representative, tell us the importance of Bright Futures Youth Center for Hartford.
Well, first of all, let me begin by congratulating you, Brad, for all these years of serving the community through your great broadcasts. And thanks to George Cruz for all the great work he's done with young people. And I want to really congratulate Anton for, you know, the life he's living and for the success he's having. I'd just like to say that I've been involved with the Bright Futures Youth Center now for many years. George has asked me from time to time to be one of the referees at some of the bouts, and I've had an opportunity to speak to the young people that have benefited from the center and to their parents and families, and I can't really say enough about it. You know, there's not enough opportunity out there for young people to really get off the streets and get engaged in some productive activities that build character. And the Bright Futures Youth Center has been a venue that's done just that. It's helped so many of the inner city kids get into something that is productive, that builds character, that helps them. And I can't say enough about it. So any help we can give the Bright Futures Youth Center is very welcome.
George, what do you say?
Thank you, Ed.
Well, here's the big question, Representative. Is there money earmarked in this new budget for Bright Futures Youth Center?
Well, we didn't get into all the details of the budget. As you can imagine, the budget is quite a huge document. But from what I was told by the leadership, the nonprofit organizations, of which Bright Futures is one, fared relatively well in the budget. So hopefully when we look at the details of the budget, Bright Futures will get its grant.
But in the meantime, Bright Futures, help or not, is going to need help in order to keep the lights on. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And it's been a huge delay in the budget, as you know, Brad. You know, this was not an easy budget because it was a $5 billion deficit that had to be dealt with.
Yep.
But finally, yesterday, the House approved a compromise budget between Democrats and Republicans, which was approved by the Senate the day before. So, but, you know, there was months and months of delay. Bills continue to pile up. You know, nothing.
I couldn't believe also, and this is how George Cruz is, that he actually took a mortgage on his house. Actually took a mortgage on his house to keep this place going. I mean, this is how much he believes in these kids.
It doesn't surprise me, Brad, because George has spent a lifetime committed to young people, so it does not surprise me. It just shows the kind of commitment that George has to these young kids. And, you know, I can't say enough about the center, about George and his commitment to the kids. So I'm just so happy, too, that we have an opportunity to go through the airwaves of the radio, your radio station that has been, you know, an anchor of this community for so long in the media, and get the word out that we need all the help we can get to keep that center going and make it stronger and better than ever.
Okay,
and,
Representative, hold on. We got another person on the line, Brad. Sammy Vega, George. Who's Sammy?
Sammy is a product of the center, and today works for a law firm. He was an amateur champion, a great kid. I mean, but he came through the hard times. You know, today's in the good times.
Wow. Sammy, good morning. Welcome to the show. How has Bright Futures Youth Center helped you?
Good morning. Good morning, George.
Morning, Sammy.
In many ways, again, if it wasn't for the boxing, George Cruz just mentioned, I won't be the person I am today. Right now, I'm a fast forward. I'm a family of five, three daughters, a wife. And boxing taught me how to become a champion in life. I did not turn professional as a boxer, but the boxing program turned me professional in life. If it wasn't for the boxing, when I started back in 1994, I was born and raised in Hartford. And as you know, George and Brett, that Hartford was rated in the top 10 in the nation of crime, gangs, and I grew up on that time in the 90s, but boxing was my, I guess I say calling, my boxing kept me off the streets, you know. If it wasn't for the boxing, taught me discipline and actually gave me a chance to meet people. Again, I met George Cruz, not only George Cruz, I met my best friends, brothers, now I call them brothers, John Scully. And as you know, right now I work in a law firm, Drexel Law. I manage all his offices, and he was one of the supporters at the center. You know, if it wasn't for the boxing program, I wouldn't be the person I am today. You know, and not only me, I could speak on behalf of many kids. You know.
Sammy, we're running out of time. Brad?
Yes. Coming up to 8:30, and again, we're going to continue, but we've got the news we've got to bring in here. But again, can you give the...
Yes, go to Facebook, look up Bright Futures Youth Center or George Cruz, C-R-U-Z, and you could donate to Bright Futures Youth Center by way of a GoFundMe page. George, thanks so much. Representative Vargas, Sammy, Anton, thanks very much, all of you.
George, God bless you. We're with you all the time. You know that.
I know that. And thank you guys very much.
You're welcome.
8:30 in the morning. We'll be back.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's blocked the release of some JFK assassination files, with others now public.
Citing national security, the White House says the withheld documents